We see many people who earn by doing wrong practices and then earn lot amount of money and then donate good amount in our society. How should we consider them, devotee or demon? And is it right to follow this practice? Many people, we're told, according to the person who's asking this question, are doing wrong practices and earn lots of amounts and then donate good amounts to our society. Is it really? Are there so many people who are doing wrong practices and making large donations to our society? It's like there. Is it that every morning when we wake up, there are hundreds of people breaking down the doors to bring their huge donations, which they all earn by illicit means? I think it's a bit of an exaggeration to say so. There may be some. Again, wrong practices, what do we mean by that? Because practically to exist in this modern society, you have to do something wrong. I mean, even if you do what you think is a clean profession, you pay taxes to a government that's supporting slaughterhouses and all kinds of sinful activities. So who's not doing wrong practices? Of course, some may be worse than others. Someone might think, well, I could earn a lot of money by running a slaughterhouse, so let me do that and give the money for Krishna. We wouldn't recommend that. But if someone is anyway earning money, they may purify that by giving in charity. Srila Prabhupada, in one conversation, spoke about Marwaris. He said in business they cheat like anything, but they know that that is not proper, so they also give in charity. So it's a mixture of piety and impiety. But Srila Prabhupada, he never refused a donation if anyone wanted to offer it. He would accept donations from all kinds of people, but he would use it all in Krishna's service. And he would preach to people. He wouldn't just take money from them. He would preach to them. There is one case of a gentleman I just recently met in Hyderabad after many years. He's very old now. Many years ago, he told me that he attended Srila Prabhupada's lectures in Hyderabad, and after hearing some of them, he approached Srila Prabhupada and told Srila Prabhupada that he is doing toddy business. Toddy is one kind of alcohol. So he told Srila Prabhupada that after hearing your lectures, I realize this is wrong, so should I now give this up? And he related that Srila Prabhupada thought for a moment, and then he said that, well, you're a grihastha, you have to maintain your family. So he didn't tell him to stop it. Eventually that man did so anyway, but he didn't do so immediately. And he became an initiated devotee. And I was very happy to meet him. There's another instance, in Fiji, when Srila Prabhupada went there. The biggest businessman in the island, who was initiated by Srila Prabhupada as Vasudev Das, his family ran a chain of stores throughout Fiji. One of the products they sold was meat. So Prabhupada went there. Vasudev took initiation from Prabhupada. And then he asked, he said, well, should we stop selling the meat? And Srila Prabhupada said, no, that's not necessary. Now, obviously, selling meat is sinful. But one devotee proffered the explanation that Srila Prabhupada understood that although Vasudev was ready to stop selling meat, Srila Prabhupada could understand that his brothers, who were all partners in the business, they hadn't come to that level of understanding. And so Srila Prabhupada didn't force that. And eventually, in due course of time, the brothers also became more Krishna conscious and they also became initiated. And voluntarily, altogether, they stopped selling the meat. So, what is ideal is often very difficult to follow in this age. That doesn't mean that we should sanction the non-ideal. But it is a fact that in business, in the modern world, there are all kinds of things going on. If we want to spread the Krishna conscious movement, we could just sit under a tree and preach, but as Prabhupada said when he was asked why he didn't do that, he said that, well, no one would take any notice. So we move among the people of this world who are basically sinful, and those who are among their sinful activities somewhat pious, we take their donations and use them in the service of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada himself noted in his, what I suppose you could call his flagship book, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srila Prabhupada, in his, I believe it's in the purport to that verse, Sava Rambahi Doshena, that in all endeavors there is some kind of fault. Srila Prabhupada noted that a businessman may say, for you I make no profit, although it's understood that he must be making a profit, otherwise how can he go on with his business? So it can be understood to be a simple lie, but it's part of business. So the businessman is not condemned for saying that. If they donate to our society, should we consider them a devotee or a demon? Well, they may not be the devotee on the highest level, but it's a start, isn't it? If someone brings a donation, anyone who brings a donation, we could probably find a fault in them. If someone gives a donation, we don't first of all send a private detective to study what they're doing in every aspect of their life. Maybe they're drinking tea. Oh, then we shouldn't accept their donation, is it? They're not 100% pure devotees, so we shouldn't accept their donation. Is it? I don't see that Srila Prabhupada was so impractical, so exacting, and so much lacking in compassion that he would refused to accept the offering of someone who wanted to offer something in the service of Krishna, because their method of acquiring the funds were not wholly within the bounds of piety.